It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
We are ready to go on a Monday edition of the program. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. It is the Gym Class program. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. On the other side of the table, we are down a man today. Isaac out sick today. We hope to have him back tomorrow. Hope he's feeling well or better, I guess. And we hope to have him back tomorrow. We got a good show coming up for you today. Take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Plenty of things to talk about. We had baseball, big baseball weekend. Obviously, the racing at the Iowa Speedway, that was big. You had the college football, first college football poll of interest coming out today, and plenty more. 319-366-1600, that is the text line. That is available to you at all times. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well, although probably today it'd be better to contact us via the text line at 319-366-1600. Coming your way at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. As we venture into another week, how you doing?
Doing great, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. Get well, Isaac, and happy U.S. Coast Guard Day, and happy Fair Week.
The fair does begin later this week,
Thursday,
doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Man, the summer has gone quickly. 7th through the 17th, I believe, for the great Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. And yeah, lots of things as we get into the month of August, including a little football. A lot of football. NFL in earnest getting started this week with their preseason games. And, of course, we had San Diego, L.A. and Detroit last Thursday in Canton. And then the enshrinement ceremonies over the weekend, which were very good as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Good and bad notes to start off the weekend, Mark. First of all, the worst note of the weekend, besides off the golf course, let's just say on Saturday, was the passing of a legend from the 80s and into the 90s. We lost Lonnie Anderson this weekend. At what, 80 was she?
79.
79. Almost, oh, she would have turned 80 like this week. First of all, blew my mind she was that old. To me, Lonnie Anderson is always Jennifer Marlowe on WKRP in Cincinnati. Will always be that. Or somebody that was an actress married to Burt Reynolds for, you know, a little while anyway. But that one hurt to have Lonnie Anderson pass away over the weekend.
Yeah, I think you hit the two highlights about Lonnie Anderson's career. And what an iconic show. We've talked about it in the past. You know, we're not going to get into flying turkeys and things like that.
Oh, man.
Maybe we will. I don't know.
Greatest episode of television history.
She's a big part of that program.
Jennifer Marlowe, the
receptionist yeah.
at WKRP in Cincinnati. And I did other things as well. But, man, as far as quality entertainment, WKRP. And we've, if you go back in the annals of time, and we don't have that much time today to do this, but our little old radio station is tied into WKRP's formation. Now, I'm not going to get into how it is, but a former owner was on the ground floor of WKRP in Cincinnati. So you can do the research if you
want. We're always looking for that local angle, right?
We are always looking.
And we've got it.
For a local angle right there. So too bad for Lonnie Anderson. I do have to say this. First of all, hope everybody had a great weekend out there. CityAm weekend, congratulations to the champions, Mr. Slaymaker and Mr. Dickerman, among others. They won the two open divisions for the open and the seniors. And I will say this, Mark, and we have talked about this. We have one more edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Not this week, but next week. on Wednesday. How many times this year, and maybe it was like a Beetlejuice moment. Maybe it was a Beetlejuice moment. How many times have we talked about, okay, is it fair when you hit a tremendous, tremendous drive, perhaps your best drive of the day or the weekend, and the ball lands in somebody else's made divot from several weeks ago, and it wasn't even a normal divot. It was a beauty.
Crater.
A crater. Mm-hmm. And you turn a possible birdie into a bogey. And I have always said in the past, I think it was rub of the green. Mm-hmm. Well, now that it has happened to yours truly, I have changed my mind completely. I think this thing should be a drop.
I think it should be too, and I've said it at the time. I mean, if you can fix everything on the greens, why not in the fairway? Those marks on the green were made by other players. Those divots were made by other players. Shame on them for not fixing the divot. But, yeah, I agree. It's unfair. And I'm sorry it happened to you, Scott.
It's okay. It's not like it broke the weekend.
I'm aware of other things that did.
But it was very frustrating when you come up there. There is nothing worse, and I've never had that feeling before.
Yeah.
In tournament play. And you walk up to it, and you're ready on a short par 4, 40-yard little pitch shot into the green. You're thinking birdie at this point. And then you walk up to that thing, and a quarter of the ball is sticking out from the ground, and it just turns into a 5 or a 6 because of that. So
you don't practice those shots.
You do not practice those shots. You don't play them. And you probably wouldn't play it in a normal round. Your playing partners would go, I just pull it out. Well, I may not do that now. I may try it and then may go with it. I don't know. It's also chocolate cookie day also, says Jeff on the text line. Thank you for that. 319-366-1600. So now we have something. Foot wedge, says Gene and Vince. Foot wedges are frowned upon.
In tournament play, they are, but change the rule. Come on.
I'm for the rule change now. I am all for it. And I'm sure it wasn't only me. There are so many divots out there. And we have said that on Caddy Smack from the very start. Please replace your divots, fix your ball marks, take care of your golf course. I'm not ever going to find out who that was. 319-366-1600. All right, enough of golf from the weekend. Although Cameron Young finally got his first win. Now we'll see if he goes on a little bit of a roll. Congratulations to him. And also a very melancholy day yesterday. CBS is done with golf for the year. They'll be back next year. And they'll have the same amount of events that they broadcast this year, but there will not be Ian Baker Finch. He announced his retirement, and he will not be back in the booth. They had a very, very moving tribute to the former Open champion yesterday from 1991, so that was neat to see.
Yeah, 30 years on the air, and he did it well. I thought he was a very objective guy, and many players reached out and congratulated him, and another page on the CBS coverage will turn, but Ian Baker Finch did a good job.
They didn't announce a replacement yet, so I don't know. We'll see. There's talk that NBC is losing golf, and they are not going to go after it. There's a lot of movement about afoot as far as major sports are concerned, and maybe PGA Tour will also be moving back to ESPN or ABC. We'll have to see. 319-366-1600. We got football to talk about. College football. Of course, Iowa State had their media day. That's been 10 days ago. Iowa's is coming up. And we have something to talk about, Mark. The preseason college football coaches poll is out. I should have asked you earlier today. Why don't you go back, Mark, to 1986 and bring that one up and see how different it is from the 2025 edition of the preseason college football poll. I bet you I bet you 18, 17 of the teams are the same.
I don't have to go back that far. I can go back to last year and tell you how much different it was with teams like Florida State and Indiana. And it's going to be true again this year. But we love this thing and we hate it. I hate it because I don't think there should be preseason polls. I think the first poll should be October 1st, wherever that lands on the calendar in terms of the season. Get a feel for where teams are at, who they played, and go from there. But preseason polls are one purpose for people to talk about, like you and I and others out there, to disagree, agree, what have you. Could be a different number one in week two. Because number one and number two in the USA Today poll meet in week one.
What a quinky dink.
Yeah.
I'm sure that wasn't planned. Hey, they were going to be number within the top five anyway.
Yeah.
So they end up number one and number two. The SEC, they lead all teams with 9 in the preseason top 25. The Big Ten places 6. The Big 12 has 5, while the ACC has 3. And I believe they're including Notre Dame as far as the ACC is concerned. Texas is number 1. So Ohio State potentially could be an underdog because that game is in Columbus, correct?
Correct.
So Texas, number 1, 28 first place votes. The one thing that caught my attention with this preseason college poll was there was no landslide. There were 5 teams that ended up with first place votes. So if that is the way that college football is going to be this year, sign me up on that. Texas number 1, Ohio State number 2, the Penn State Nittany Lions are at number 3, followed by Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs, and then Notre Dame in there at number 5. So that's a solid top 5, in my opinion.
It is, and I think it's going to be pretty universal. We're going to talk to Phil Steele tomorrow, who puts out the Bible of college football, and we'll see if he's any different than that. It's the usual suspects, but as you run down the top 25, a notable absence is Oklahoma. Oklahoma not ranked for the first time since 1999. And then you have a team like Illinois, who is a sexy pick by a lot of folks, and they are 12th, the highest the Illini have been in 35 years.
Yeah. Since, 1990. That's going back, what, to the Jeff George era?
Is it Mike White?
Could be.
Coach? I'd have to look.
Could be in that era. Clemson 6, but the Tigers did pick up 2 first place votes. Then you've got Oregon. Alabama 8. How low? I mean, that's the lowest Alabama has been in a preseason bowl in a long, long time. Then you got LSU at 9. And is this the year? It used to be the running joke was Texas is back, Mark. Texas is back. Well, they are back now. Miami is now taken over. There's a different type of orange in there. Miami in there at number 10. And how much of that is reputation? Losing the number 1 pick in the draft, Cam Ward. They do have a good, solid nucleus coming back. But new quarterback, it is Miami. Therefore, they are in the top 10. So Arizona State is the first Big 12 team. The Sun Devils come in at number 11. They've got a whole host of folks coming back, including their quarterback. You mentioned Illinois. How about South Carolina at 13? That's a little bit of a stunner right there. Michigan at 14. Then you got Ole Miss at 15. Last year's darlings until they got to, well, one of the darlings. SMU at number 16. Is this the year for the Florida Gators at number 17? Rusty is not happy because Florida is ahead of Tennessee at number 18. I know that does not sit well.
And some people think that's high for Tennessee.
We'll see. I think that's high for Florida a little bit. Last year's other darling, Indiana, at number 19. And they've got basically a brand new cast of characters coming in for Kurt Cignetti. Then you've got then the rest of the top 25 is littered with the Big 12. You got Kansas State in at number 20. A tie for 21 between Texas A&M and the Iowa State Cyclones. 21 in the preseason poll. So you will have in Dublin on August the 23rd, number 20 Kansas State and number 21 Iowa State. I think that's good publicity right there. Good on the marquee in Dublin. BYU at 23, Texas Tech at 24, and this one is also a perennial. Everyone just kind of says, let's throw Boise State in at 25 just to make sure everything's okay with the
make it official.
Yes, with the non-power fours. Let's throw Boise in there. Oklahoma just missed out on the top 25 mark. They are 26. But their long streak is over. You're wondering about the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa with 49 votes among the coaches. Who put this out? Everyone's favorite adventure here. They would be 33rd if you went out that far. Wait, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 2. Yes, 33rd. Just ahead of Memphis at 34. So, and the University of Buffalo got one vote.
Yeah, it's an interesting list to look at. A little preview of Phil Steele, who I mentioned we're going to talk to tomorrow. He has his annual list of surprise teams in the country.
Yep.
And his surprise team didn't even get a vote in this USA Today poll. And that team is Oklahoma State. We'll ask Phil
that would be
why that may be.
Big surprise for Mike Gundy. Yeah. Andrew, yes, I know that Texas A&M is in the SEC. But that 20 to 25, other than the Aggies and the Broncos, is all Big 12.
It sets up a great first weekend. And are we calling August 23rd week zero?
Why not?
Zero, week one. And we need to get it straight. But at any rate, August 30th, in addition to that Texas-Ohio State game, is going to be terrific. You've got a couple top 10 matchups, LSU and Clemson getting together, Notre Dame and Miami on that Sunday, Alabama and Florida State play, and Bill Belichick makes his debut on Monday, Labor Day, against TCU. Good weekend, good first weekend.
That first week is always really good, and then it drops dramatically, except for that's why Iowa State gets a lot of publicity in week two. I'm with you. Let's call it week zero.
The 23rd.
The 23rd is week zero.
All right.
If they can do it in the high school ranks, they can do it in the college ranks. We have now dubbed it week zero. 319-366-1600 on the text line. Andrew's saying Indiana and SMU both overrated. Indiana, they did it once before, but those folks that Kurt Cignetti brought in last year were his James Madison guys. And James Madison had a really good team in 2023. These are guys that he's recruited, re-recruited, not all basically from the same squad. So I'm going to be interested to see how Indiana does too.
New quarterback, Curtis Schwartz, was great last year. And, a lot of movement in the transfer portal towards Indiana. We'll see if that transpires. They're not a surprise team anymore. People are going to be gunning for them, including the Iowa Hawkeyes, who will entertain the Hoosiers at Kinnick Stadium during the season. So, Texas, Ohio State, 1-2. We'll see what? January? How that pans out?
Yeah, we will. First Big Ten home game is Iowa-Indiana. Iowa opens at Rutgers in the Big Ten. Then they will host the Hoosiers. And every game is very pivotal. I mean, I don't have to tell people that out there. Some of the teams that did receive votes. Interesting one. Florida State got 8 votes and what? Won 2 games last year? They got more votes than they won games last year. Colorado, Minnesota got a few. I You mentioned Phil Steele. We'll talk with him coming up tomorrow. He likes Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kansas is being super, super overlooked. If the quarterback stays healthy,
yeah,
that's the whole key. And he hasn't stayed healthy over the last couple years. But if he is in there, Kansas is a really, really good football team.
I don't disagree. What do people think about Illinois? Illinois, I can see why it's picked, 12th? Is that too high? A little bit too high?
I think it's a little too high.
I'd have to look at the Illini schedule, but I know they returned a lot of excellent players from a good team last year. We'll see.
Well, Brett Bielema, sexy pick this year.
Yeah.
Western Illinois, Western Michigan, Duke. That would be the non-conference for the Illini. They open against Indiana. That would be, what am I looking at here? On the road. Then entertain USC, go to Purdue, Ohio State at home, at Washington, Rutgers, Maryland, at Wisconsin, and then home for the game against Northwestern. It's not a particularly easy schedule.
I can see four losses in there without a stretch.
I can too. I think there's going to be a lot of teams 10-9-8 wins this year, more than usual. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim says, Mike Gundy, I'm a man. I'm not in the top 40. I'm going to be interested to see what Phil Steele, what he sees in Oklahoma State. Because they were really bad last year. I mean, really bad. So, Phil's much smarter than I am, though. Especially
he usually hits on that. Pretty reasonably A range, B range, C plus range. He's had his D's and F's, as I reviewed part of his book this morning. But be interesting to see what he has to say about the Cowpokes.
Yeah, interested in that. 319-366-1600. We got some basketball to talk about. We're going to talk some baseball with you as well. Plenty to get to on the back half of a Monday edition of the Gym Class. But first, want to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And they're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. It was a beautiful weekend to sit on the patio at Emil's. Might be a good night to do that as well. So check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
Gabe Arnold, who recently was dismissed from the Iowa wrestling team, reportedly has returned to the Hawkeyes. That, according to a weekend report from Pat Mineo of the Wrestling Room. Have not seen any other confirmed reports on that.
And Isaac is not here to lend a hand.
In golf, as you mentioned, Cameron Young won the Wyndham Championship on Sunday. He became the 1,000th different winner on the PGA Tour. And heading into the FedEx Cup playoffs, Rory McIlroy said he will skip the first event in Memphis this week. Northern Iowa basketball coach Ben Jacobson has received a new 5-year rolling contract. Read that, lifetime contract. Jacobson has been the Panthers' coach since 2006. Former Buffalo Bills head coach and NFL Hall of Famer Marv Levy celebrated his 100th birthday Sunday. Levy is a former athlete and coach at Coe College, from which he graduated 75 years ago. In my travels yesterday, I passed Marv Levy Way.
That's right.
By the Cofield House.
1950 graduate at Coe College.
Correct.
Was Marv Levy. He is a treasure. And not just because he is from Cedar Rapids or lived quite a bit of his life in Cedar Rapids. He's just a heck of a guy, still very knowledgeable. Still, he makes public appearances not very frequently anymore, but when he does, he's sharp as a tack.
He is.
And 100, happy birthday to Marv Levy out there. That's pretty cool. And we can definitely include him as one of our own out there. Yeah, Gabe Arnold. That's some weird stuff.
Yeah, again, no other confirmation of
nothing
that
from Iowa.
Or other reports. Nothing from Iowa. I did not check the Iowa roster, whatever. But this is a report from, again, Pat Mineo of the Wrestling Room. And this is not a – this is a legitimate source. And he quoted sources. I don't know who those were. But there you have it. We'll see if we learn any more about that in the coming days.
Stay tuned, as they say. Right now, it's time to play. It's time for football. The football word of the day. Going to get that to you. You enter that word at KGYMradio.com for your chance to win the local prize and get a shot at winning $5,000. And, of course, our local prize is a $150 gift card, an Iowa Hawkeyes men's watch from our good friends at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers down on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. So when you hear the football word of the day, go to KGYMradio.com and enter this word, run. Run. Very simple. Run. Go ahead and enter that at KGYMradio.com. We'll take a break, come back, and have more for you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class at 3:32. Back with more here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Skies will start to clear up and winds will die down as we head into the overnight. Low temperatures will drop to around 60 degrees. Tomorrow we'll start to have winds come out of the south and east. This will slowly increase our daily highs and our humidity. High temperatures tomorrow will be around the low 80s with a very spotty shower chance in the afternoon. This warming trend is likely to continue throughout the week, with highs reaching up to 90 by the time we get to the weekend. That was a quick check of your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist David Holtman on Iowa's News Now.
As simple as a birthstone or as deep as a midnight thought, it's about showing the world your true colors. And Hertine and Stocker is all about that. From velvety sapphire to sunny citrine, colored stone jewelry lets you express who you really are. Choose from fiery rubies, lush emeralds, decadent amethysts, smoky topaz, or cool aquamarine to one of Hertine and Stocker's more unusual choices, like Montana sapphire or opal. Discover the vivid stone that speaks to you and show it off your way. Dangling from a chain, adorning your ears, circling your wrist, or boldly displayed on your hand. Hertine and Stocker's vibrantly curated selection has a piece to fit exactly who you are. So stop in and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar, and Quickstar's Summer Sweepstakes continues now through August the 17th. Gear up for the Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, as every sip gets you closer and closer to the summit. And you can score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab, like an ice-cold Pepsi, bold Mountain Dew, hydrating Gatorade or Propel, sparkling bubbler, smooth Starbucks, refreshing Pure Leaf, or the high-voltage taste of Rockstar. Grab one of those with hot food and earn two bonus plays, as every week the someone is cashing in, and that cash prize climbs by $5,000 each week until you get to the ultimate prize of $250,000 cash money. All you need to do is open your Quick Rewards app and get climbing for your chance to win, because this summer the view from the top is worth every play in Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement, Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts, 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hey, we are back, 3:37. Coming up on 3:37 on a Monday edition of the Gym Class, Phil Steele, a college football guru, will join us coming up tomorrow. Really looking forward to that. Talking Big Ten, Big 12, Iowa State, the country, etc., etc. We will do that coming up tomorrow with Phil Steele. We're off on Wednesday. Cubs with an afternoon game against Cyclone Tim's Cincinnati Reds, and they play tonight at Wrigley Field. And then we're back on Thursday and Friday of this week. 319-366-1600. That is the text line if you'd like to weigh in. Again, 319-366-1600. And there is basketball news on a sunny Monday afternoon in August. Thank goodness, at least for 1 year. At least for 1 year, the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournament is going to stay at 68 teams. That announcement was made today by Dan Gavitt, the NCAA's senior vice president of basketball. And this was kind of a foregone conclusion, Mark, because we're getting so close now to the start of the 2025-2026 calendar that to do something radical like that just... it wasn't feasible at this point.
As it should be. This should stay at 68. I don't think I'm of the opinion that it shouldn't have gone to 68, but this is where we're at right now. They're not 4 to 8 more teams that deserve to be in the tournament, plain and simple. But this is going to be revisited, and parenthetically, this is for the men's and women's tournament. For next coming season. But we're going to get discussions, I think, to expand it to at least 72, you know, maybe starting in the 26-27 season. I hope that's not the case, but we all know what dictates sports these days and has for a long time, and that's television.
And money. And television money. Dan Gavitt had this. This is his quote today. Expanding the tournament fields is no longer being contemplated for the 2026 men's and women's basketball championships. However, the committees will continue conversations on whether to recommend expanding to 72 or 76 teams in advance of the 2027 championships. Read as you will into that statement.
It was too late this year.
It was too late. I think we're going to see... to go further with this, many people are saying that it's going to be 76 because 72 isn't seen as, quote, a worthwhile endeavor, unquote, at this point with logistics, financials, et cetera, et cetera. So you got to think you're going to have, you got what, 8 teams right now? You got 68, goes to 8 more teams. You're going to have 3 venues now, Dayton and 2 other places, that are going to have first 4 games. You could have 4 different locales, and you could put them on CBS, True, TNT, and TBS. I think that's coming.
Oh, joy.
You're going to have to take an entire week of vacation, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday and Sunday for your college basketball enjoyment. I fully expect in 2027 that we are going to see an expansion of both the men's and women's tournaments.
I hope not, but I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I would agree. We've asked that question before. What do you think about the expansion? Most people are against it. 319-366-1600. We did talk a little college football. 7509 asking, how about some Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons talk? There's been a lot of that today on the mothership. Terry McLaurin also doing this. It's a grandstand play to say, I want to be traded, because that's going to get your negotiations going. Now, Jerry Jones, in typical Jerry Jones fashion today, downplaying it, telling Cowboy fans, oh, don't worry, everything's fine.
There's nothing to see here.
There's nothing to see here. But, and I think Micah Parsons, he is in camp. He is not practicing with the Dallas Cowboys. I believe that he is going to be a Dallas Cowboy once the season gets underway. I really don't see any other scenario where he is not. Although Terry McLaurin would look good in a Kansas City uniform. I will say that. But I think he's going to be a Commander too. They want their money. Right?
Everybody does, right?
Henriksen of Cincinnati, he's doing basically the same thing without all the publicity. He wants his money. They all want their money.
They probably won't be wearing T-shirts that say, pay us what you owe us.
True. Very, very true.
Well, maybe they will.
Indiana, by the way, doing very well in the absence of number 22.
Will she play again this season? That's the question.
Or do you save her? Get in the playoffs and bring Caitlin out and see what she can do at that point. That's what, hey, the NBA does that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
They save their personnel and bring them out when they need them.
Four in a row without her. 9-7, I think, without her.
Now, have they been playing the best teams? No. But they've been winning, and that's all that matters at this point. 343-319-366-1600. That is a little bit of basketball talk. A little bit of baseball talk. Of course, we got the Cubs and the Reds coming up tonight for you right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. And over the weekend, it was an interesting weekend as far as baseball is. Boston Red Sox right now, as hot as anybody in Major League Baseball at this point, and those Brewers just keep doing Brewer things. A sweep of the Washington Nationals, and if it wasn't for a leaky bullpen, White Sox would have had a sweep over the Angels over the weekend. Just throwing that out there, Mark.
No, those were some of the highlights. It made me sick to see Duran closing two games for the Phillies over the weekend, and I gotta wonder how much Philadelphia paid for that entrance production that Duran has.
They didn't do that in Minneapolis.
Yeah, they did.
Well, not to that extent.
Maybe they, throw some gas on it. I don't know.
They threw some gas on it.
Hey, Friday night, Colorado and Miami, epic comebacks. Miami is 55-55 as we speak today.
You're in this thing.
You're right about Boston. Boston leads the American League wild card, but those comebacks that Colorado and Miami had were incredible. Yeah, the Marlins at 500 is something else. And you know what? A few weeks ago, Scott, we asked ourselves and others whether Colorado would win 40 games. I said yes. They are at 30 with 51 games to go.
They are.
Would you like to change your mind?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know they were going to make epic comebacks like they did against the Pirates on Friday night. Yeah, Colorado's going to win 40, and they're going to beat the White Sox. Epic
White Sox
failure.
Have already won more than the last year,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Sox right now, and 120, we got 50 games to go. The White Sox need to go 21-29. To avoid 100 losses. 21-29 over the last 50. That's what I'm going for at this point.
Not looking at the schedule. I think that's doable the way they've been playing.
They are within six games of the Athletics.
Probably will win more games than my Twins.
I don't know about. I think, yeah. Tampa and the Angels have completely fallen apart after the All-Star break. Cleveland playing better baseball. Certainly Boston, as we mentioned. Toronto is in a little bit of a tailspin as we speak. The Brewers have the best record in Major League Baseball at 67-44 at this point. The Brewers, the Dodgers, and the Phillies, by percentage points, are the three leaders in the divisions in the National League. Reds and the Cubs, huge tonight, because the Reds are four games away from the Padres for the final wild card. And your Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins, Mark, I'm sorry, Miami Marlins are now only six games out of a possible playoff spot. Who would have thought that about a month and a half ago?
Who can name three players on the Marlins? Alcantara, Stowers.
And Stowers. Who can name three Miami Marlins? Go ahead and get it to us at 319-366-1600. They're playing good baseball as we speak. And, yeah, Mike Soroka going tonight, the former White Sox for the Chicago Cubs. I still think the Cubs needed to get more than Mike Soroka. But we shall see if he can come out. You guys, doesn't get any easier for your Twins as they go to an angry bunch of Detroit Tigers tonight.
It's okay. They haven't been playing too well, the Tigers, that is. And the Twins got one out of three from Cleveland and lost two one-run games with mostly entirely new line. The season's over. Nobody wants to talk about the Twins.
Is it time
Maybe
for the...
even I don't want to talk about the
yes,
Twins.
Yes, Andrew, it may be time, not panic about your Blue Jays, but at least to ask, can they hold off Boston at this point? I'm not sure. I think I like Boston. I like Boston. Did you watch any of the Speedway Classic?
What, Saturday/Sunday?
And if you did, what did you think about it? Mixed reactions from the social networking platforms.
As a viewer, I liked it. I tuned in Saturday, and of course, the tarp came on right after the introductions. And, then Sunday I caught some of the game, and I think it was a nice one-off, much like the Field of Dreams was a nice one-off. They put a lot of money into Bristol to make that game happen. I think the fans who could see the game anyway in the stadium enjoyed it. The players seemed to enjoy it. I thought it was cool. It made me wonder what other venues out there that Major League Baseball might consider to try to, rig up a Major League game. And, of course, they've done several of them now, but I thought Bristol was cool. I thought it was a little contrived with the Saturday night, the tire changers.
Yeah, I didn't really get that. What did that have to do with baseball at all? I don't know. But, hey, to each their own, as they say. A lot of people talking on social networking about the fact that the sight lines left a lot to be desired, especially if you were behind the temporary seats that they put installed behind home plate and wrapped around to the foul poles.
Yeah, that was just a 3,000 or 4,000, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
They showed somebody put a picture up. Yes, we paid this much. I can't remember how much the actual figure was, but we paid this much money to see this, and they couldn't see the baseball field. They could see the back of the bleachers that were running around from foul pole to foul pole. So I don't know where they're going to go next. Where is a viable place? They've been to the Field of Dreams. They did Mobile, Alabama. Mm-hmm. That kind of got the whole thing kicked off. They are doing at Williamsport for the Little League. By the way, happy Little League season to you, Mark.
Thank you.
I know you enjoy it as much as I do every year on national television for 3 weeks.
Yes, the no leadoff 12-man batting lineup, Little League World Series. Yeah.
And You know, they've done it there. They're still doing it there. I mean, you can't do it really at a football stadium because it's too close to the football season.
I don't think it's going to happen at Augusta National.
No. We can cross that one off. I don't know. Where would you go next if you're Major League Baseball? I mean, you've done the Speedway now. Like Central Park in New York or something like that? Build a temporary baseball field in Central Park, something like that? But they've got two teams. Why does New York need a team?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, to which I don't have an answer. I can't think of a venue right now, you know, that Major League Baseball would pursue. But there's got to be a couple.
True. There's got to be, and we're not thinking of it. 1017 asking our question about the Miami Marlins. I can name one person who could name three Milwaukee Brewers before the season started. And he's right outside the window, as a matter of fact. That hurts. That hurts, 1017.
The big guy goes on the DL, or the IL, whatever it's called.
Oh, Miz? Yeah. That's not a good deal right there. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll wrap things up for you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come right after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Hey, we're back to wrap things up at 3:53. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class, followed by a Monday edition of Spencer on Sports, who can name three Milwaukee Brewers before the season started.
I could name like half the roster.
That's right. You have no problem with that.
Well, I'm a fan, so therefore, I was just telling Mark, I mean, you know, the people who watch baseball, the baseball nerds can name, you know, three Marlins or three Nationals or whatever, but the average fan who does not follow some of the, no disrespect, worst teams in baseball at the time probably cannot.
That's me.
But hey, you know, we do what we can.
21-29. That's what we're going for.
There you go.
White Sox go to 63-99 if they.
Okay, that's not bad.
Go 21-29.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It could be a lot
comparatively
worse. True. Yeah. Compared to last year.
Gene and Vinton has the answer to our question of where should baseball have their one-off next year? The Grand Canyon.
Ooh. Diamondbacks and
back. Oops.
Diamondbacks and Athletics in the Grand Canyon.
Why not?
Ooh. Could do that.
Or by the Grand Canyon.
By the Grand Canyon, just the ball goes deep into the chasm.
Don't chase foul balls.
they could do something like the WNBA All Star Game and like have an 8-run home run or something like that. If falls down into the gorge, you get 8 runs or something. I don't know. That'd be fun. You're trying to get people to watch the games, right? Yeah. Trying to get people to watch baseball.
People at Bristol couldn't see the game.
That's true. I love the pictures of people who sat the very, very top row. They're like, hey, ump. That's a strike.
But it was a fun thing. All right. What's coming up?
Busy show. Got some football chat to get to. Starting up a Big Ten football preview series called Campus to Campus. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. Usual Monday features, Monday MVP and LVP, least valuable player. I actually have more LVP nominees than MVP nominees, if that tells you anything. And then we'll talk a little bit more baseball on Full Count at 5:10.
Looking forward to that. Yep. How's Miz? Daily Miz updates.
He's fine. He took a
line drive, didn't he?
Yeah, from Seiya Suzuki last week, Monday. It just did not heal up, and it's more of a precautionary thing, and it's also a let's prolong him a little bit more and see if we can keep him well for the playoffs. So I'm fine with it. Logan Henderson is just as good. So.
Okay, very good. Yep. Well, we look forward to that and Spencer on sports.
Yep.
All right. Should mention as well, Mark, before we pack up today, that another successful weekend down at Iowa Speedway in Newton for the Xfinity Series, NASCAR, and ARCA on Friday night. William Byron, the winner. And it was a very interesting race. Two-thirds of it basically was going around, and then it was time to go. And 11 cautions took place. Thankfully, nothing super spectacular, but William Byron got the win and a good time had by all. And now we wait with bated breath because there are many reports saying that NASCAR is definitely coming back the Cup Series to Iowa. There are other reports saying, now remember, this was a replacement for California. Now California is going to be ready to go soon. There are other couple road course venues that can seat, you know, with the entire periphery, you know, close to 100,000 people. And 100,000 is bigger than 30,000. So I hope it comes back. Am I holding my breath? No. But I think it's two-thirds yes, one-third no.
I think all Iowans or Iowa race fans hope it does come back. Good crowds again for the second year in a row. Uncertainty about IndyCar, uncertain about NASCAR, that's not really good for Newton.
No, but I she'll come out okay. And happy Knoxville Nationals week to everybody out there, which is still the king in Iowa. See you tomorrow.
Take
with
care.
Phil
See
Steele.
You See you then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Progressive knows sports brings people together, but you gotta feel bad for people who don't even get it. Some people will never know what it's like to see their favorite team.